Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia, South Carolina, we'll send something else.
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're going to say.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
All right, all right, all right. If it's Saturday night, you know it is time for Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with your host, the wonderful Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a hand as he comes to the mic at this time.
Yes, indeed. All right. Glad to be back on my show. And right now, we're going to be talking about some important things that our people need to know. And one of those things is our true identity as a people. And if we look back even within the Bible, which is a very powerful cornerstone of showing us ancient history of where we came from and who we are, that is a very positive and powerful way to really start to examine our true identity. And one of the things that I've said before that some of you have paid attention to, some of you may have overlooked, and that is our true identity of what the Lord has actually said. And that was really, that was in Genesis. And he spoke on that when he said that you are made in the likeness of God. And that is a very powerful statement, because what he is saying is that you are my sons and daughters. You are made in my likeness. And not only are you a son and daughter of God, but that you have God-given power that has you've been blessed with from childhood to adulthood. As I said before, the only thing wrong with that is that we haven't been told are notified in the churches nor in our schools or in our colleges or anything like that, that we are sons and daughters of God. We've just been told that we're sinners that need to overcome our sinful ways, and hopefully one day we'll end up in, heaven with God. And I'm not saying that that's not important to end up in heaven with God, nor to overcome your sinful ways. But the other thing is to also acknowledge that in letting go of the negativity that Satan has tried to drown our minds and hearts with, so that we're caught up into doing negative things in this world, and releasing all of Satan's insanity and living in a more righteous and positive way, what can happen is you can actually tap into your God-given power. And once you tap into your God-given power, then there's different things you can do that before you wouldn't be able to do because you didn't raise your consciousness high enough to actually be able to come into oneness with God and to come into a state of really being in harmony with God. Because that's very important, to really submit your life to God and say, okay, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do. I'm willing to fulfill my mission here on earth, and I just need your assistance to be able to do it. And by asking that and volunteering to do that is a good thing, you know, because once we actually are willing to serve God and Jesus and to also be a benefit to the lives of others, that's when God will consider to actually allow you to activate your God-given power that you already have. But one of the big problems with that is we've been told by this society that, hey, you know, in capitalism, it's all about you, you know, becoming wealthy and rich. And once you get all this money for yourself, then you just take care of you and don't even worry about nobody else. And that's not really the way to go with this. You should definitely be in a situation where you are looking to truly, truly be a benefit to the lives of others. And once we start to come into that space, as I said, when you reach out to bless the lives of others, God and Jesus will definitely reach out to bless and help you. And that is something that's very true. But the other side of it is, if you're going to be a selfish, greedy banditti that's going to be just thinking about yourself and no one else, then you're definitely putting up a brick wall that's not going to allow you to be able to tap into that God-given power, because God gives the empowerment to those who truly wish to serve him and to be in one with him, not to get your God-given power and use it to go out there and sell drugs on the street or be a pimp with, you know, prostitutes and all that kind of crazy stuff, but to utilize your ability spiritually to be able to do some miraculous things to help the lives of others. And these are things that are very important, because if we're willing to do these things, then we can start to see that we are definitely opening our hearts and minds to become in one with God, and then in turn for that, the blessing. So these are some things that are very important. And I know, because we've been brainwashed for so long and so many years, it's difficult for some of us to acknowledge that this is something that can really happen. And sometimes when you're speaking on these items and topics, it just goes in one ear and comes out the other of some of our people. But some of our people do have open hearts and open minds to receive this information and to really sincerely search for the ability to really bring this about. Because what I just mentioned to you is one of the ways to deal with it. But what we could do is even talk about it even more so. And you could call me and we could go over some things on the proper steps that are needed to be taken. And the only reason why I can speak on this is because God has blessed and chosen me to actually have been given and awaken my God-given power within me, because I have saved the lives of many people spiritually, and that was really nice. And not only just from the spiritual perspective, but even from a physical as well, because like I said, I may have mentioned this and some of you may have heard it, but, you know, there was a gentleman that was on his deathbed and he was about to die. And Jesus had spoken to me in a meditation the night before and told me I needed to get in touch with this person, call him. And when I called him, I would be able to see that this was a very important call that I had to make to get in touch with this person. And I hadn't spoken with him in about 2 months or almost three. But the bottom line was that, you know, this was a friend of mine and I had spoken to him for a while. But the bottom line was, this was something that he claimed was very important. So the next day I did call him. And when I spoke with him, I heard that the gentleman was telling me that he could barely speak because he was in so much pain. He said his whole body was in pain, and he felt that he was about to die. And the thing about it is, once he mentioned all of that to me, that's when I said, wow, now I understand why Jesus was telling me to call him, because I'm supposed to do a prayer, healing prayer and meditation with him to save his life. And that's what happened. And he was just one of the people that I was able to utilize the healing power of God and Jesus to actually bring about saving of his life instead of seeing him die. And there was a few other people as well. But my point is, the reason why I'm bringing this up is to let you know that these were some of the things that God allowed me to do, and Jesus as well. And in that happening, I was more than glad to allow this type of opportunity to come about for different people that were in serious situations. but it was a sister that was in a car accident. Her back and her hip was in extreme pain, and I was able to help her with that. There was another sister who had terrible problems with her knees, and when she would walk around, she would feel extreme pain in her knees, and she was told by a doctor that her kneecaps had to be taken, cut off, and replaced by some plastic kneecaps. And when she told me that, I spoke with her about the healing meditation and let's do that. And when we did that together, you know, at the end of the healing meditation, all the pain in her knee was gone. And I was really glad to see that. And the same with the brother, too, that I just mentioned to you. After we finished with the healing meditation, he was healed. All of that pain he had in his entire body that he was claiming was extreme, and he just knew he wasn't going to be able to last much longer because the pain was just too much for him. And anyway, make a long story short, on just those two people alone, that was something that was really very much a great and wonderful miracle, because I didn't have any medicine to give them. I didn't have any surgery tools that I had to go to their house and do some surgery on them or anything crazy like that. It was a spiritual healing through the power of God and Jesus the Christ. And God and Jesus are great, awesome, and amazing healers because they created the whole human race. They created this planet. They created millions of other planets in the entire universe. So they have, well, actually, Jesus didn't do all of that, but the supreme great I am God, his spiritual father, did that. And being that his spiritual father did do that, he endowed his holy son, Jesus the Christ, to be a son that would be able to do great, awesome, and amazing things, and he did. And I was just very thankful because when I ran across two portions of that scripture that really awakened me, that, you know, this was something that was very real. One thing was the fact that you were made in the likeness of God. The other thing was that it was said that Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And when I heard that, I was like, wow. When I read that, I couldn't even, you know, understand why this wasn't being taught to us at that time. I was like, wow. This is very powerful, and you mean to tell me that we're not supposed to know this? And that's true. We weren't supposed to know that you are true sons and daughters of God that are already blessed with your God-given power within you. But the fact is it needs to be activated, and that is the thing about it. If it's not activated, you'll never be able to use it. And that's one of the reasons why majority of our people on this planet have no access to activating their God-given power because they don't even acknowledge that this is something that they have. And number two is two things, and it says in the Bible, too, that's very important. Be in the world, but not of the world. So you can live a worldly life where you could be out there with your own business you started, or you could be working one or two jobs that are making enough money for you to pay your bills and feed your family and live a decent life. You can go on vacation different places. You can have two or three cars. You can, you know, get out there and do things that worldly would be something that would make the average worldly person a happy camper. And if that's what you want to do, then hey, that's what you want to do. You want to live a worldly life. But if you want to live a spiritual missioned life by God, fulfilling your mission that God sent you here to do, then that's a whole nother story. Now you are submitting your life to God and saying, Lord, whatever your mission for me is, I would be more than glad to fulfill it. And I'm very thankful, you know, to be here on planet Earth, to see in what way I can help and be a blessing to my people. And with that kind of acknowledgement, God will open that door and speak with you and let you know what your mission is. But it has to be real from your heart and mind that you're really serious about doing it. And if you are really serious about doing it, then that door would definitely be open for you. And you will start to know what you came here on planet Earth to fulfill with your spiritual mission. And that's why, again, it says be in the world, but not of the world. You can choose to be of God, or you can choose to be of the world and just live a worldly life. And not to say that if you live a worldly life, you are definitely a terrible person, because unfortunately, majority of our people are living worldly lives and do not have any connection with trying to fulfill the mission of what God has given us. And we all have missions, whether we realize it or not. That's another thing. Having a mission of what we came here to fulfill for God, and also acknowledging that we are true sons and daughters of God that have God-given power and ability to do miraculous and awesome and amazing things. But the bottom line is, how can you do any of these things if you don't even know that you have that ability? So these are things that have been swept under the rug, and we have not been awakened to even knowing that these are things that we can do. But the bottom line is, it can be done, and we do have the ability to find out what our mission is and to even tap into our God-given power, so it'll assist us in fulfilling our mission, spiritual mission here on earth. So these are things that are important. And one of the other things that is important too is not only just living a spiritual life and then forgetting about, you know, your physical body as well, and how you need to eat food, you need to have a roof over your head. If you're married and have children, you need to take care of your children. If you're in a community, you need to be willing and have an open heart and mind to want to help the people in your community, not only in your family, but in your spiritual community as well, so and spiritual and physical community as well. So these are things that you need to know about. And when you do actually reach out to fulfill the work that we've come here to do for God and for our people, that's very important. And the other side, again, is taking care of that physical aspect of what we need to do. And one of the things that is very important, and I really wanted to talk with you guys about this, is we need to also reach out and try to be a blessing to our community. Not only just saying, yeah, you know, I really hope things work out for my people. You know, saying you hope it will and all of that is nice, but, you know, we need to do more than just hope. We need to be involved with it from a physical perspective as well. And one of the things that is a very powerful program that's out here that some of you may have heard of and some of you may not know anything about, it's called Buy Black Movement. And that movement allows you to actually buy black products and also financially support black businesses. Now, when I'm talking about that, there's two aspects to that. One is black products. Now, one of the black products that's very good, they do have some very good health products. And these health products, the reason why they are very good is because they are herbal products that have the opportunity to really help you deal with some very serious ailments that people have, whether it's diabetes, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's pain that you have in your body, whether it's, you know, to activate energy in your body. These are things that can really be very helpful, average person that's out there. But many of us are stuck in the medical industry and don't want to have nothing to do with herbs, because it's like, listen, if my doctor don't tell me I should switch over from drugs that have terrible side effects, and now I'm going to switch over to herbs, which, you know, are a lot more healthier for me and stuff, I'm not going to deal with the herbs if he doesn't give me permission. So it's the crazy part about it is, you know, people want to get permission from their doctors to even switch over to holistic and healthy ways of living their life. And that's a terrible thing, because you should be able to utilize is common sense. The difference between, unfortunately, the medical industry and the herbal and holistic health industry is the holistic health industry, through herbs and everything, they want to deal with curing people of different ailments and diseases they may have. And the thing about it is, if you are dealing with it from the medical industry, majority of the time, they're looking at ways in which they can make money off of you, you know? And that's something that's very important for us to know as well. Because you have three different types of doctors. One is a doctor that sincerely would like to help you, and that's a good thing when you can run across one of them. The other type of doctor is where the majority of doctors are, is trying to find ways to make money off of you, you know? And then, unfortunately, just like with racist police officers, you may have a doctor that is racist that, you know, wants to actually not cure you or help you, but and not even just take, make money off of you, but wants to eliminate you. Because just as racist police officers, they know in certain states, even if you got witnesses against them and everything, they know the justice system is so corrupt in their favor that they could easily shoot and kill you, and you could have 10 or 15 black people that saw you killing that person, and that white police officer will get no time or anything, which is a terrible thing, but that's how it is. And also with racist doctors, even if they have a situation where they have utilized a poisonous medicine that was supposed to cure people, and it killed a lot of people, majority of times they get off on that because they just claim it was the disease that killed them. It wasn't, you know, them putting poisonous medicine into the medicine. But see, that's the thing. They know that they can get away with the problems as far as doing any time in jail or anything like that. But those are the types of situations that are, you know, definitely, you know, problems that we see off and on in our community. Because a friend of mine told me about a terrible situation that happened in Harlem, and she even lost her job and position because she had protested about it. And anyway, what happened was she was the head doctor at the Harlem hospital. And what ended up happening with her was a situation where she, you know, had 15 patients that had cancer in the Harlem hospital in the cancer department. And basically, you know, they were, you know, trying to help these people, you know, get well and get healed and everything. And there was this new white doctor that came into play there at in Harlem Hospital. And he claimed that, you know, he had this big smile on his face and he was looking all happy in front of her and everything, and told her, said, listen, I am so glad I just found a cure for cancer, and I want to give it to all of these guys here. This is going to be great because all of them are going to be able to, you know, overcome this and be healed from this. And she said, really? She said, when did this happen? This happened just recently. I healed quite a few people, and everybody that took this was healed, and I was really glad to see this. So we want to give it out to all 15 of your people. And she said, okay, this is something that, like you said, really has done that. I'll be glad to do that. So anyway, she ended up giving it out to the 15 people in the cancer department in Harlem Hospital. And in about 2 or 3 days later, all 15 of them were dead. And that really blew my mind because I was like, wow, you know, this guy, you know, did something crazy like that. But even with a racist police officer, they might kill one or two or three black people at a time. But, you know, when you got somebody that can give out poisonous medicine and kill 15 or 20 people or something crazy like that, that's ridiculous. But that's the thing with the medical industry. You do have, unfortunately, racist doctors that are not looking at, you know, curing you or helping you, and not even looking at making money off of you. But because they're with the Ku Klux Klan or with the Nazis or other racist, white racist groups here in this country, what ends up happening, they can take advantage of us by dealing with that. And that's not a good thing. And that's one of the reasons, again, you never know the doctor that you're dealing with. They might be smiling in your face and shaking your hand, patting you on the back, all that kind of crazy stuff. But that's just the frontage of, as they say, they're smiling in your face, but all the time they want to take your life and your place, and they're backstabbing. And that's the big problem. When you have somebody like that, they look, you really can't. And that's the thing. So with the herbal medicine, the good thing about that, it's giving you an opportunity to really have a cure for yourself. And if you just use common sense, would you rather take a chance with the three types of doctors? And the other side of it is, even many times with, you know, with the COVID, you know, vaccine, we had many people that were murdered and killed, not just black people on that, but there were white people that were also killed as well that took the shot for the vaccine, and they died shortly after they took it. So these are things that you have to really take into serious consideration, because with the good thing about with this medicine of Buy Black, they do have herbal medicine that is very powerful and very good to really bring about some good results. Problem is, are you open-minded and open-hearted enough to want to take advantage of really getting rid of a lot of the negative things that could be out there against you when you could be taking herbal medicine instead of, you know, drugs that have terrible side effects? Some of them have crucial side effects, and some of them have minor side effects, but still in all, it's about, majority of doctors are about trying to make money off of you. And thank God it's not the majority of them want to kill you. That would really be crazy. But our people would be in a terrible situation if that was the case. But still, even in having a few of those doctors that are out there that are stone cold racist, and you're going to be dealing with them, that's a terrible thing. So anyway, getting back to you on this, that is one of the things that is very important. They do have herbal products, health products that are very good. And also, they do have clothes, they have shoes, they have sneakers, they have, you know, different things that you could utilize, you know, in regards to if you want to drive a car, you know, they have, you know, different car businesses and things like that. So there's a lot of different black companies that are out there here in the United States, but the only problem is, we don't really know where they're located and how to reach them. But with this program that I'm telling you about, it has a list of different companies that are in different states throughout the United States. So whether you're in New York or whether you're in California, it doesn't make a difference. You know, it's not like it's only in two or three states here in the country. It's throughout the United States. And they'll give you a list of different businesses, and even if it's not a product that you want, but you want a black lawyer, or you want a real estate broker, or you want a black contractor to fix your house, these are things that you can do, and this would be great for you too. But the bottom line is, if you don't know where to find it, it can be very difficult, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of black consumers, they'll go to the, you know, white different businesses, because even when you walk through our community, unfortunately, you might only find just a handful of black businesses that are there, and you'll find a whole bunch of white businesses. You'll find a lot of Hispanic businesses and Asian businesses, and being that you'll see all of that in your community, those are the ones that, because they're easier for you to tap into, you'll go with them. But now that we're awakening to the fact that if we start to empower our people and our community by buying black products from our people, or even black services from different black businesses as well, this could be a way for us to keep a good portion of that $1.8 trillion in our community. And even if we just start off with just dealing with 50% or 60%, that would be great. But the bottom line is, right now we are only dealing with 3%. And that's like hard to believe that there's that few of people, of black people in our community, that are even respecting black businesses and wanting to deal with that. But that's the thing. Once we turn that around and say, you know what? He's right. We shouldn't, you know, just totally neglect that and keep that 90% in the white community and the Hispanic and the Asian community, giving out, you know, almost $2 trillion in money that we spend in every other community, but we don't want to spend any money and give that into our community. It doesn't make any sense. Because once we start to turn that around and start to focus on really financially supporting black businesses in our community, that's when we're really going to start to see some great and wonderful things come about. And one of the other things that I did want to mention is that we definitely need to look at the fact that, you know, we as a people have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things, you know, for ourselves in a unified way. And this is one of the ways that we can come together in a unified way. And you don't have to worry about, you know, whether you're going to get shot and killed because you're in front of the White House or protesting in front of a city hall or something like that. And the other side of it, too, is even some of these stores may be, you know, at a distance from you, so you may not be able to walk to it or drive to it, but you could also have the shipping done as well, and they could send that product right to your doorstep. So that's another great thing that you can do. So that's one thing with the products that you could definitely not even have to worry about. Wow, I wonder if I can find this around the corner from where I am, or, you know, two or three blocks from where I live. And yeah, you might not be able to find it like that, but the bottom line is it's reachable. And being that it is reachable for you to get, that means that we can bring huge amounts of that money back into our community, and that would be great. And this way we can start to empower our people financially again and really start to, you know, bring positive and great things about, because this is our time. We need to really do this instead of just complaining about, you know, things that have happened in the past. We need to really start to focus on things that are happening that we can do at last, and that is come together spiritually and do prayer and meditation, things of that sort, which is very powerful and positive, because we've done very powerful and positive things like that in the past, and we stopped gang wars. We saved the lives of hundreds of kids, and the thing about it is if you do not realize that, you know, you have this ability, I understand. But the bottom line is we need to be able to deal with this from a common sense, physical perspective, and we also need to deal with it from a spiritual perspective. And getting back to the physical perspective for a moment, and that is, and the other thing that is very important as well, is starting a new perspective on dealing with financially helping new black businesses to get started, and even helping black businesses to get restarted by getting money as well. So these are things that are very, very important, because once we can start to get the financing for black businesses, that's going to be very, very dynamic in bringing about positive change in our community. Because if you don't have the money and the banking system is rigged against your people so that you cannot get the money easily to start these black businesses, they're trying to say, which is a big lie and excuse, that, oh, yeah, black people don't want to start their own business. They just rather, you know, work, you know, for us, and, you know, that's it. But as far as them, you know, actually, you know, starting their own businesses. That's the only reason, because we would definitely finance them and give them the money to start black businesses, but they're not even interested in that. And that's a lie. There's many black people that want to get finance for businesses. I've been turned down a number of times, and I know many other people have shared with me their experiences with different banks, that even when you are credit-wise and even financially-wise able to pass their issues on what you need to have in order for you to actually be able to get the financing, that's when they come up with crazy excuses on why they can't, you know, even support you on that and give you the money. For white or even Hispanic businesses, they give that money up very much easily, you know. And that's one of the reasons why you see so many Hispanic businesses in our community. And you also see a whole bunch of white businesses in our community, and you hardly see any black businesses. It's not that black people are so mentally incompetent. No, they don't have the desire to have a black business. That's not true. We do want to do that. But the problem is the banking industry does not want us to deal with that. And that's another very important aspect as well, because there's another very powerful movement that's going on right now where they want to actually start black banks around the country so that our people can get the money to start their businesses. And that's a very, very important piece of the puzzle, because with that being the case, if we had the financing where we could actually go to a bank and instead of them telling us, no, your credit's no good, no, your income's not good enough, no, we're not going to, you know. Because when you're starting up a new business, it doesn't mean that you have a year or 2 years in a new business. If you're a brand new business and you're just getting started, they're not looking at how much income you have or how much credit you have. You're a brand new business. But you need to show them that you are starting this business and you have a very good idea on how you're going to pursue this business and how you're going to deal with starting it. And if it sounds like you have a good idea on how you're going to be able to make some money in doing this, then many of those startup lenders will give you the money so you can start your business. But if you sound like you're not even sure on how you're going to do it, and this sounds, you just need the money and you're going to give it a shot, and if it works, great. If it don't, so what? You know, no, you can't have that kind of attitude, and you can't have that kind of feeling. You have to have a business plan that's written out, and you got to show step by step how you're planning to really make something like that happen. But anyway, if any of you are interested in this, what you could do is get back in touch with me. I'm going to give my number out in a few minutes, and you could ask about how you can get involved with this new black banking program that can help black startup businesses get started. So that's another great program that's on the table that you can deal with. And the other piece that, you know, I wanted to share with you as well is that we as a people, we need to be very conscious about, you know, different good programs that are out here for us to get involved with. Because right now we have a new real estate program that we're getting ready to start here. And basically, this is a program where you don't have to put up any money to get involved with the program. Because a lot of these programs, you know, they want $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500. You have to have some serious money to put on the table to get involved with this. But this program here is a free program to invest in the real estate industry. And they're doing flip deals where you can make between 20 to $50,000 a month. And unfortunately, the majority of our people, you know, we're stuck in making between $15,000 to $30,000 in the course of a year. And that's called poverty money, because when you hardly have enough money to make ends meet and your bills are overshadowing the income that you have, that makes it very difficult, especially if you have, you know, a number of children and you have some serious, you know, debt that you have to deal with because you have a house or, you know, you have a few cars or something like that. It puts a lot of pressure on you. And this way, instead of being stuck in a situation like that, you could deal with a situation where instead of making $30,000 in a year, you could make $50,000 in a month, and that would be a great thing. So anyway, these are a few of the things that, you know, we feel are very important that we should know about. You know, the Buy Black movement, the Black Real Estate program that I just told you about. And, you know, the good thing about that is that once we start to get involved with these things, this would be great. And also, even with our youth, this would be something where our youth can get involved with this too, with the real estate piece, because, you know, you need to know how to, you know, be trained on how to work with this. It would be, you know, older teenagers. They don't have to be, you know, 12 or 13, something like that. But if they're like around 16, 17, 18, we could deal with them on that, and that would be good. So this would be high school youth, and this could be an opportunity that could really open the door for them, and that way we could take them off the streets as well. Because with those two programs dealing with helping to get Black people to buy Black products, and every time they buy a Black product, the youth get a commission for that. And the other way, which is even more money, is with the real estate. They get involved with seeing how they could actually participate and learning how to flip houses as well. And you're talking about between $20,000 and $50,000. That would be a good thing too. So these are good things that would lead our kids into positive direction where they can make good income and don't have to worry about dealing with going to jail because they're selling drugs or doing other crazy things that are out there on the streets that are illegal for them to deal with. But with this, this is something that could really be good. So anyway, you got that for our youth and definitely for our adults with the real estate program and even for the other program that I mentioned to you, which is the Buy Black Movement program. That's very good because once our adults start buying Black products from our people and even using Black services, whether it's a lawyer, a broker, a contractor, an engineer, you know, just the list goes on, but there's a whole bunch of different Black services that are out there. But, you know, we just need to know where we can find them. And that list, it gives you that list of programs that are in your area, you know, so that you can work that out. So that's another piece. And, you know, the other piece that is very important is the Black banking industry. That is very important. And the thing about it with this program, which makes it different from other Black banks, because you do have, you know, systems that are very open-hearted to wanting to help our people, all right? And with this program here, because they're even dealing with startup businesses, this is great. And so many Black businesses Black banks, rather, don't even deal with startup businesses. But you know what? This is something that can really be a serious game changer. And that's one of the reasons why it's very important and can have a huge impact on helping our community. So this is something, because even a Black bank that I was, you know, checking into at one time, and that was in South Carolina, a place called Columbia. I was like really surprised this particular Black bank they, you know, because the average bank, if you want to start a business bank account, you know, the average, even white bank, they usually charge you between $50 to $100, you know, to open an account with them. And they don't, you know, charge you $1,000, $3,000, $4,000 or $5,000 so you can start the account. They only charge you, you know, some of the banks $50, some of them, you know, just $100. And some banks you even find $25 is where you could open a bank account. But the problem is, even with those situations, right, where you have those bank account situations there, you know, in regards to startup businesses, it's difficult to deal with. But anyway, in dealing with your situation of dealing with a black bank, dealing with that, like I said, even the majority of the black banks do the same thing. They start off with $50 or $100 for you to actually open up a new black, you know, business into their bank. And this is the thing. If you're going to do that, that's the average way it works, and you got to, you know, cough up that money. But I ran into a bank, like I just told you, in South Carolina, and I couldn't even believe it. That bank wanted, if you were going to join them, they wanted you to come up with $1,000. And I said, what? You charging 10 times more than what a white bank would charge? Why would you be doing that? So, yeah, then we think this was a great idea, and we don't see any problem with that. I said, yeah, but you are talking about, you know, supposedly this is a black bank. You're supposed to be trying to help your people, not to try to cut their throats. Why are you charging $1,000 to open a black business, you know, account in your bank? And I said, is this bank really owned by black people or the Ku Klux Klan? Which one is it? And that's when they almost wanted to hang up on me on the phone. But the bottom line was that, you know, I couldn't even believe that they were charging something that enormous, because that would cut majority of our people that have businesses out of the picture and even dealing with that, because we have so many black people that are financially struggling right now. And if you're going to charge them $100, then that's doable. But if you're going to charge $1,000, that's leaving a whole bunch of people out of the picture. So anyway, New Black Bank Program, they are here to help our people. And that's a wonderful thing. And that's why I really like that program. But again, out of those three that I just mentioned to you, the Buy Black Movement, the New Black Banking Program that they have, and also the other one is the new real estate program that's available. Those are three different programs that can be very helpful to our people. But the bottom line is, you know, a lot of times we don't even know these kind of programs exist. So how are you going to, you know, join into any of these programs to help yourself and to help your people when you don't even know that there is a program like that? So that's the difference. We need to, you know that these kind of things are out there, but the only problem is we need to know that these programs can be tapped into and that we can work with them. And as a people, one of the good things about this, especially with that Buy Black movement, $1.8 trillion is what 50 million people spent last year in buying different products and in different services and different businesses throughout the United States. But if we once again can keep even 50 or 60% of that money within our community, by instead of spending it out in the white businesses, the Hispanic businesses, the Asian businesses, and other percentage of that within our community, and that would be very powerful and wonderful. So anyway, for any of you guys that have been listening thus far, I would really, you know, be open to seeing if there are any comments at this time. And if there are, that would be good. If not, no problem. But if there are people, you know, on that would like to comment on some of the things that were just said, you know, definitely let me know, because these are things that we need to show our people, and in so doing, we can definitely have a huge impact on bringing positive change in our community. So is there anyone at this time that had any comment or anything that, you know, is dealing with the radio show with me today? Is that brother still there?
That brother is still there, still here.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure there, brother. And that's Brother Winborn?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, great. So,
and so we have some people
question,
in the queue. We got 518 in the queue. We got some people here in the studio, 518-866. Your mic is open, and somebody's listening in from their computer. Your mic is open also.
This is Ron calling in. I'm still on the road here with my grandson, but I was wondering on the bank that you were talking about. What's the name of the bank?
Oh, the bank. Well, yeah, I have that written down. I don't have that right in front of me, but I could get that to you, Ron. That's not a problem. And that banking program, it's a good one, because they're getting ready to do a new startup program where folks can come in. Even if they don't have the income and everything, you know, if you're doing a brand new business, they can finance your business. And that was really wonderful, you know, when I heard that. So these are things that they're in the process of developing right now and putting together. And, you know, I definitely would like to, you know, turn folks on to that. So I could talk with you some more in regards to that and share with you how, you know, we could, you know, take advantage of that, because as you know, this banking industry is not for our people. This banking industry is rigged against our people, and that's one of the reasons why we see what we see right now in our community.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I'll get back to you on that, bro.
Okay.
Sound like little man's having a good time back there.
Driving me crazy. That's what he's doing.
I hear you. I hear that. That's not the singer, right?
No. This is the bullfighter.
Okay. I hear you on that. Yeah, so we're going to see what we can do on that one, man. And also, the other piece is the Black Buy Movement program. That's a really great program, too, because it's hard to believe that as a people, 50 million black people spent $1.8 trillion, right? But out of that $1.8 trillion, we only spent 3% of it with our own people. That's like, what? You know? But 97% went out to all these other communities, man. And it's like, phew. So now that we are being awakened to the fact that we need to be more conscious of how we spend our money and start to spend more of it amongst our people, that is going to be great, because that means that we could keep a portion of that $1.8 trillion in our community, and that would be empowering our community financially. That would really be on the money, you know? So that's a good thing, too, you know? And I'm really looking forward to our people getting involved with that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely
go ahead.
A plan. That's great. That's great. That's definitely something that's needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would really help. I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, the other real estate program that I told you about, you know, we're just a few days away from getting ready to get started with that. And, yeah, that program can lend up to $5 million, which is great. So I'm really glad to see that, you know, we could, you know, tap into that kind of fund. And, but we're going to start off with, instead of the commercial, we're going to do the residential. Then after we build up some money, that's when we're going to go into the commercial part, where we could flip apartment buildings, and office buildings, and things of that sort. And that's where you can make flips of $1 million or more, you know. But anyway, you know, that's a good thing too. So we're going to see what we could do, brother. But one thing for sure, we got things in motion, and I'm really glad to see that we got the ability to move forward on this, because we've waited a long time as a people to find some good programs that could really turn things around for us. But now we got them in hand. We just need to get our people to come on board with us, and that would be great. We're going to be able to make some really wonderful things come about in the black community. But it's been a long time, us being able to say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. A lot of our people are moaning and groaning about, oh, no, look what happened to me today. So instead of hearing that moaning and groaning, it'll be glad to hear him say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. So anyway, we are on our way, brother, to a brighter day. I'm really looking forward to that. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, so if you didn't have another comment, man, I'm going to move on to our next person. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Appreciate the information.
All right. Peace and blessings to you, my brother. Have a good one.
You too.
Tell the little man I said hi.
I'll tell him to stop jumping around. Okay.
I hear.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay, Brother Winborn, who's the next person?
The next person, well, somebody's in on it. There's no name. We don't know where they're coming. They're calling from their computer. I see 11111. There's a bunch of ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who 111 is.
All
they
right.
They usually don't comment.
All right.
So that's basically it, what you see right now?
That's it for right now, my brother.
Oh, okay. No problem then. Well,
why don't we take a commercial break and then come right back at it, and we'll see who call in while the commercial's running.
Okay. We can run it like that, too. So go ahead.
Right,
tap into that, and we'll see what we could do.
All right.
Entertainment worldwide network. We online. We in your speakers and on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Bossalina.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Cates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained?
Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiana Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Back.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so got the word out on quite a few different things that are available to the community, so that's good. I'm glad to hear that they shared some of that. Yeah, so getting back to this, some of the things that we were talking about, just wanted to, touch base on one or two things before we, see about bringing some people on. Did you have a few folks that you saw?
No. Look like the room is still the same.
Okay, no problem with that. I'll move forward with what we have on the table right now.
So, all right.
Mentioning those three things that we spoke about already, one was the something that we discussed earlier as well, and that is Buy Black Movement. And that is a very good program that's on the table at this time. And that's something that we should, as a people, really start to focus on here, not only in the United States, but worldwide. Because in dealing with that, what it's going to do is open up the door for us to financially bring within our ability to really start to empower Black businesses, whether we're dealing with products or whether we're dealing with services that we do in Black businesses. These are things that would really be great. And it's kind of hard to believe that we overlooked that, And when I heard that it was only 3% of our people out of the 50 million, that really kind of surprised me, but not totally, because, like I said earlier, the brainwashing of, what we've been taught lately has been definitely not to even really try to trust each other enough to invest in Black businesses or have anything to do with that. But the reality is that these are things that we definitely need to have done, and in so doing, we'll be able to see the empowering of our businesses and our community start to really build up 100% more, and that will be great. And if we could get, like I said, even just 50 or 60% right now, we're going to see a huge impact on our community. And even those businesses that sign into the program, because it's not just a national opportunity, it's international, because they have things around the world where they're selling these products around the world. And if you have a decent program that is really good, whether it's a product or whether it's a good service that people around the world could utilize, then that could be something that could really have you to make huge amounts of money. So these are things that we could definitely do that will, you know, not only just help individuals, but this could also help our community big time. Because when all that money starts coming back into our community, that means that we'll have money to actually utilize that financing that we're going to have flowing back into our community, because we're focusing now on buying different products and different services that we want to deal with in our community. So these are things that could really be very good, but we just need to really start to utilize this opportunity to turn some of the terrible things that we're faced with in our community today. Instead of walking through Harlem, Brooklyn, walking through L.A., walking through Chicago, different places where we in those different cities, and we're seeing, unfortunately, our people out on street corners begging for money and stuff because they don't have any money to buy any food, or they don't have any money to even get a, you know, roofing over their head for an apartment, or, you know, even a homeless shelter or anything like that. If they don't have any of those things, that puts them in a very terrible situation. But once we start to get billions and billions of dollars flowing back into our community, that's a good thing. And then it's just a matter of us spending that money wisely to really help our communities, and that would really be good. So that's one of the things. And like I said before, with the other program, which is the real estate program, which is also a good opportunity as well, you know, when you can do flip deals and you're coming into the program for free, you don't have to worry about spending, $50, $100, $1,000, anything crazy like that. You're coming into the program for free, and you don't have to worry about any of that. What you're really focused on is coming into the program and then learning how to do flip deals where you can find good deals that you could bring to the table. And once you bring those good deals to the table, that's where you can get, you know, an opportunity to make $20,000 or $50,000 on just one transaction. And that's a good thing. And that doesn't mean that you can only do one transaction a month, because you could also do two or three transactions in the course of a month. And if you were fortunate enough to do three $50,000 deals a month, that's $150,000 in 1 month, you know, so that would be great. But even if you only did $20,000 with three transactions, that's $60,000 in a month. That's almost $100,000. So these are things that can be very wonderful financially, because it can be a serious game changer for people. And even on the low end of the table, even if you're just doing just one $20,000 transaction in the course of a month, and you're doing that each month for the course of a year, then that's $240,000. And that's not a joke either. That's a nice amount of money. But like I said, majority of our people make between $15,000 to $30,000 for the year. And unfortunately, because they're stuck in that low amount of money that they're making, that's the reason why many of them are financially, you know, really struggling to make things work. And it can be a very difficult situation. But when we financially open the door for different positive financial opportunities to come through, where we can get our people to get involved in things like this, this can really work nicely. And another piece that is great, like I said before, is the banking program. That banking program is a program that can really open the door to bring about some serious and positive change in our community as well. Because once we can start to get Black businesses up and running in our community, and it's, you know, not to believe the lie that was told, black people don't want to really own their own businesses. They just want to work for Master Charlie and be his little slaves. And that's not true. That's a lie. The reality of what's really true is that there's a lot of black people that want to start black businesses, but it's very difficult for them to get the financing to start a black business and to really get the money to help them to get their business up and running. But with this new banking movement that they have right now, they're in the process of putting money up on the table now to help black businesses that are starters and that don't have the monthly income to show that they can make the payments, nor do they have the credit. But right now, they have to have a thorough business plan that can show that if we give you the money for this, are you sure you're going to be able to, you know, start a business that makes sense and can really start to get monthly money and to really be successful? And if you can show them a business plan that does make sense and that does show that you have really did some serious investigating into that particular industry that you're looking at, and you found that this would be the proper steps to take to really make this happen and to really make it work. And if you could show that these are some of the things that you could do, then that would be great. But you do need to do take some time to really look into that particular industry that you're talking about, you know, starting a business in, and making sure that you have a good plan on how you can take that money and put it into that particular business and really make it into a successful business. And if you can say something to that effect, that's a 9 out of 10. You'll be able to get the money that you need to get things started. Whereas, unfortunately, when you're dealing with a racist banking system, they are saying, listen, I don't care if you have an excellent business plan. We're still not giving you no money. And that's the crazy part about it. When you do have a system that's rigged against your people, it makes it very difficult for them to get money to get their business up and running. But that's one of the reasons why black banks that do care about helping our community instead of just like, yeah, we're going to do things just like the white banks do, but we're going to even charge you 10 times more than white people do. So if you want to start a white business account in our company, in our bank, you need to start off with $1,000. Like I said, I almost fell out my chair when I saw that, this black bank. And I asked the person, why the heck did you be charging this amount? And they said they just didn't feel that there was nothing wrong with that. They felt that, you know, that was a good amount. I said, yeah, but that's way over the average amount the majority of banks in this country charge. They charge $50, they charge $100, and that's the average amount of what, you know, banks throughout, even white banks throughout this country charge, you know? And here you are charging $1,000? What the heck, you know? So we do have to find the right people, even in our community, to work with. And when we do find them out of the banks, that would be great. And that's the thing that I really like about this banking program. Their focus is on trying to get our community up and running in the business industry. And they know they could do that if they can put black banks in major cities around the country. And that's what they're working on right now, getting enough money to put up black banks in major cities, in black communities around, you know, the United States. And they are really focused on something that is really great and wonderful because, you know, a lot of times when people are, you know, really trying to do things like start a business, they're not really interested in helping their people. The only thing that they're interested in is, you know, helping themselves. And that's the sad part of the story. We need to be focused on really starting to see different ways that we can really, truly be a blessing to the lives of our brothers and sisters that are really in desperate help right now. They need help, you know, and doing what they do, that's when we step up to the plate and do what we can do to bring about some positive change. So anyway, again, for any of you that are interested in finding out about, you know, how they can get involved with these three different types of, you know, new programs that are available right now, I would like to give you my phone number so that you can call me and we can talk about this in more detail. But first, I need to get that background noise out, because I know nobody's going to be able to hear one or two or three numbers, let alone my full phone number. So we could, you know, cut back on the, you know, the background noise that's there. I can give out my phone number. And for any of you that are listening on this, you could definitely get in touch with me. And I could go over with you that information that we just discussed, those three things. And the phone number where you can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. One more time. That's 914-979-6372. Okay, there we go. So if any of you are interested in any of these programs, which I hope you are, because like I said, these are some serious game-changing programs that can really bring about some positive change. But the bottom line is, in order for this to really work, we have to get involved with it. And once we start to get involved with these programs, what's going to happen is we're going to see a huge impact of how we can bring about positive change in our community, which is great. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, us being able to reach out and participate in, you know, helping our community, because I know we've been brainwashed once again not to have anything to do with our people, not to trust our people, not to want to work with one another or help each other. And these are things that, unfortunately, have been holding us back, you know, over the years, you know, from being able to really bring positive change into our community. So once we start to do this again, we'll be able to see some great and wonderful things come about. So without a doubt, I know this can truly come about, but we just need to really participate in actually seeing what we can do to make some great and wonderful things come through for our people. And it's good, and it took me a while to find these type of programs that could really bring about some positive change. But the bottom line is that, you know, we do at different times have positive programs, but I do acknowledge that they are hard to sometimes. But we definitely can, you know, take advantage of these great opportunities that come our way, but we just need to really reach out to see what we can do so that we can make our way to that mountaintop of success where we can achieve our very, very best. But if we're going to think down low, unfortunately, and keep saying, woe is me, that's where we're going to go, down low. But if we can think up on high and know that our goals and dreams are going to start to fly, then that's what's going to happen. But we just need to know that these are things that we can do. And we don't need to throw in the towel and say, oh, I tried it before, but now I want to get involved with trying to help my community. No, we don't need to be thinking negative like that. We need to know that, great, 2023 is the year that we've been waiting for. And now we're going to come together and do all the positive things that we can do to make some great and wonderful and positive changes come through. And that's what it's going to be about. Because beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know that these are things that we can really make happen. But we just need to come together in unity to see what we can do. Yes, we do. So these are, again, the common sense material side of utilizing unity in our community to come together and help our people so that we can really bring about some awesome and amazing changes that we have been looking for years. But many times, unfortunately, the problem is it's hard to find, you know, good opportunities on the table for us to deal with. But now we have a few, so we can take advantage of it and make some great and wonderful change come through. So anyway, that's one aspect of it. And the other part of it, which is very important as well, is coming together in spiritual unity and seeing what we can do to bring about positive change for our community too. And that's something that, you know, can also be a serious game changer for our people, because with us being in a situation where we can utilize our spiritual ability to come together in unity to really look at how we can utilize our spiritual power and ability that God has blessed us with. And once we start to utilize that, we can focus on seeing, you know, ourselves achieving great success. Because as I said before, you know, back in 2010, we were able to actually end some gang wars that were happening. And the terrible thing about it was, you know, there was a lot of kids, unfortunately, killing each other left and right in these gang wars. And I guess, you know, because of them just being brainwashed and thinking that, you pull the trigger, it's just like the video game I watched on television last night. I won 3 or 4 video games of, you know, having a gang, little gang war between me and my friend, and I beat him 2 or 3 times, and that was great. You know, but see, the difference between doing a video on television and or on your computer, rather, and actually, you know, winning a game, you can't come back after you've killed people physically and then, you know, say, okay, you guys are dead, but now we're going to start over again. So, here, let's get started again. You can't do that with them. They're dead now. They're going into a grave. You know, they're dead. And the terrible thing about it, being that they are dead and they have lost their bodies and their life, you know, this is something that could be one of the problems too, that our kids just feel that it's just like playing a game, you pulling the trigger, and then you can start over again. But no, you can't start over. Once you pull that trigger and you kill a brother or a sister, that's it. And not only that, one of the things we kept on telling our youth, even with our Stop the Violence youth program that we had, you know, when we were talking to them, is that not only are you just killing that individual, but you're destroying a family. Because many times that mother, that father, that sister or brother, their hearts are broken into a million pieces because they really love their brother. You know, and because you killed that person, that was really something that was really devastating upon them, you know. And instead of doing things that can cause such harsh and cruel, you know, impacts in different people's family after they found out that their daughter or their son was just shot and killed, you know, these are things that we need to show our youth to awaken from all that negativity. And that was a good thing. But then even beyond that, with the spiritual things that we did, we focused on seeing, you know, what Jesus told us to utilize, which was the spiritual power of God and Christ to come together and utilizing that power and cleansing the minds and hearts of the youth that were caught up into that craziness. And when we utilized that, we were successfully able to end the gang war. And I was very thankful to see that this was something that we were able to do, you know. And that's one of the reasons why even now what I would like to do is to actually, you know, do a prayer and meditation where we could, you know, focus on ending the violence in our community and seeing about also bringing some prosperity and wealth into our community to help and benefit those who are financially suffering and really see some positive change come about so that we could bring about a new community, not of, you know, killing each other or hating each other or not wanting to help each other, but coming together to really be a community that respects one another, that has caring for one another, that doesn't mind sharing, whether it's money or opportunities that they have that they know could help one another. You know, all of these kind of things would be good for us to elevate our consciousness as a community to want to be there, to be a blessing to one another. So these are things that we really should be dealing with. Anyway, at this time, what I would like to do is to start off with a prayer and then go into the meditation and see what we can do to really bring about some positive things to start coming and shining through. So right now, for those who are on the call, what I would like you to do is just close your eyes for a minute with me. Find a place where you won't be disturbed and, you know, people won't be tapping you on the shoulder every 3 minutes, and you'll be able to, you know, really stay focused on what we're talking about doing with the meditation. Know for sure that, you know, we're going to open up that door so we can make our way to that mountaintop of success where we can achieve our very best. So right now, let's focus on doing a prayer together. And after we do the prayer, we'll go right into the meditation. So here we go. Giving all honor and praise to the Supreme Lord of the universe and to his beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, who sacrificed his life for the sins that we have committed and is setting us free from all that negativity of sinfulness and negativity of the past. Let us now know for a surety that we as a people can and will be able to rise up out of the negativity of Satan and know that our minds and hearts can be purified and cleansed through powerful force of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love. See a bright light shining above your head, and that bright light is the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ. See it flowing into your mind, cleansing every single cell in your mind, and allowing your mind to be set free from any negative thoughts that have held you back in the past. And now you're keeping your mind up on high, being able to see things from a positive perspective and knowing that if we continue to see things from that positive state of mind, positive results will come into our possession and free us from the negativity of the past. So new and positive opportunities will now start flowing into our lives at last. So in having our minds filled with the divine love of God and Jesus the Christ, we are now setting our minds free from all that negativity. And now we also see that light flowing into our heart. So all the feelings, all the emotions that we have are also being cleansed and purified in our minds and hearts. So no longer should we feel our mind being filled with hatred and anger towards others. Right now, the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ, filling our minds and hearts, purifying our thoughts, purifying our feelings and desires, and allowing us to see a brand new reality with our community where we're coming together in unity to be a blessing to one another, to help one another, to really be about bringing positive change into our community and knowing that these are things that we can do, but all we have to do is know that these great and wonderful things can happen for me, for you, and our community too. So let us start to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the ability to change our minds and hearts and bring about positive change, kicking Satan out of our lives and allowing the Holy Spirit to fill our minds and hearts and to empower us with the ability to have a brand new start. And we can now see this great and wonderful opportunity flowing into our possession now. I am so glad to see that these are some great and wonderful things that we can start to achieve. So right now, not only are we feeling it in our minds and hearts, but we are projecting the divine love of God in Christ flowing from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet and filling every single cell in our body and kicking Satan out of our lives this day and forevermore. And many of the things that he has tried to sabotage in our lives in the past, those negative things can no longer last. Now great and wonderful opportunities can start to come our way, and we can start to see a great and wonderful and brighter day where great successful achievement can come about. But we have to see it, believe it, and know that we will achieve it. See it, believe it, and know that we will achieve it. See it, believe it, and know that we will truly achieve it. And once we start to see things from that positive state of mind, that's when we will start to achieve great and wonderful opportunities that will truly set us free from all the negativity of the past and now great and wonderful blessings of God and Jesus will be here for us at last. So we can do some great and wonderful things to not only help ourselves, but help our people as well. Not only help our family, but help our community family as well. These are things that we can truly do, and there's no question about it between me and you. I know it can happen because it's happened in the past. So now, let us project that bright light that is in our mind and heart. Let us see it also going into our community. So right now, let us focus in the state of New York. All the people in the black community in the state of New York, let us see their minds and hearts being filled with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus. Let us see them know all the negativity that was there in the past is now being totally erased at last. Every single negative thought is being cleansed away as the bright light of Jesus and God fills the cells in their minds and totally erases and replaces that negativity and insanity of Satan. And now is filling it with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus. And as that purification is now taking place, all of that negativity is truly being erased. And we are giving thanks to God and Jesus for allowing this to come about, that all of our people in our different communities in the state of New York are now having the pure and powerful healing power of God's divine love and Jesus' divine love, filling the minds and hearts of all of our people. Yes, indeed. And our hearts are now fully being filled as well. Not only the thoughts of being purified and cleansed, but our hearts and minds are now being purified and cleansed. All the negativity of the past has been totally erased and replaced once again by the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus. And being that that is the case, we are now a brand new start where we can see a new community come about, where instead of being at each other's throats, wanting to kill each other or curse each other out or not having anything to do with helping each other out, now we are seeing with the divine love of God and the divine love of Jesus the Christ, our hearts are purified and our minds as well. And the love of God and Jesus is elevating our consciousness and our feelings to want to help each other, to want to show caring for one another, and wanting to actually be that true and wonderful blessing to one another. So as a people, we can truly, truly reach out to see God's great and wonderful new reality. Indeed, a community that has been totally resurrected and totally set free from the demonic, twisted wickedness and evilness of Satan. Unfortunately, in the past, their minds and hearts, many of them, have been filled with desires to want to do evil and wicked things to one another. But now, all of that wickedness and evilness is totally erased. And now righteousness and godliness is there to replace all of that negativity. So what we need to do and to truly bring this about is see it, believe it, and now we can achieve it. See it, believe it, and now we can achieve it. And in us getting ready to achieve it, we have to know that we have to fully believe it. So one of the things that is very powerful affirmation that we can say is this, and once we say this, we can truly make our way, yes indeed, to that mountaintop of success. And it goes like this: I see it already done, where all the violence and the murdering and killing and stealing and raping and committing suicide and all these negative things of the past have totally been erased. And now we have a community that cares to help one another, that cares to uplift one another and to be a blessing to one another. And being that we have that now on the table for us to see, we have created a brand new community. And our people now, like in the 60s, to move forward, to do positive things, to be a blessing for one another. And we do not need to keep saying, woe is me. But now we have all been mentally and physically set free so we can be able to manifest a brand new community. And with that being said, I've seen it already done. And with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has been won. I see it already done, and with God and Jesus, our victory has truly, 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 one one. Indeed. So let it be said in the name of Jesus. So let it be done. Amen. And these are things that we can truly do, but we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can make these great and wonderful things come about. And know for certainty that we, even as magnets for wealth, can draw unto us huge amounts of money and cash into our community. And we do not have to be prisoners of poverty, but we can be set free from the financial struggle and negativity of the past. And now we can see different streams of income coming to us at last. Huge amounts of money coming into our possession so that we can start to see great and wonderful opportunities. And once we start to open our hearts and minds, start to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of these great and wonderful opportunities will truly come about. Spiritually and physically coming together in unity to be a blessing to our community. Financially and spiritually, using the magnetic power of God's wealth, prosperity, and abundance, and drawing huge amounts of money and cash into our possession, we shall truly start to see a great and wonderful new reality, not of poverty, but of prosperity and wealth coming into our possession now, so we can utilize that to be a blessing to one another and to even reach out to help others. So right now, all I can say is we are definitely on our way to a brighter day. And Brother Winborn, we only have 5 minutes left, so if you could turn the music on now, that would be a great thing. And I just say peace and blessings to each and every one. And just know that we are on our way truly to a brighter day. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Jesus the Christ, for blessing us and enabling us to see that we have manifested a new reality. And this is something that we can do. We just need to keep on keeping our mind up on high, and knowing that this can come about without a doubt.
Listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Your soul, it will get better.
It's got to get better.
Thank you.
gotta get better.